Good morning, and I'm from the University of South Australia, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was actually my fault. I did misread that one.
That's fine.
So talking about kids in classrooms these days with this kind of smartphone technology, let's start with schools. What are some of the challenges that schools are actually facing with so many kids armed with smartphones?
Well, I think one of the first challenges is we have developmental challenges across the school. So we've got, you know, quite young children through to 17 or 18-year-olds. And so taking a blanket approach can be a little bit problematic because we need to recognise where young people are at different stages in their development. So that's one of the first challenges is a school might, and as you rightly said, you know, education departments do make their own policies in relation to the bringing and use of phones in schools. But the first, you know, the first challenge really is there an age-appropriate stance to take on this? And do they do it in consultation with the parents? So I think, you know, first of all, you know, how capable are young children and young adults of making decisions in their, in you know, sensible decisions about their phones, and how then does the school use them?
Well, realistically, you know, technology can be a great thing, opening up the world to us, opening up the internet, you know, it can be fantastic. But are we seeing some issues with academic schools scores and kids being distracted by smartphones?
That's a really difficult one to say. I mean, we need to have adequate research that has a benchmark, which we can then say, yes, this has got better or worse. What we can, what we do know is that some research has come out of Europe some time ago, said, for example, that banning mobile phones does not decrease cyberbullying, for example. So, you know, the actual banning of the phone or the banning of the social media or the banning of that doesn't have the impact we're looking for. So what we need to be doing is to flip that over and say, well, you know what, it's not the technology, it's the way we use it. And so if these things are a distraction, and we all know they are, what are schools putting in place to actually help young people make good decisions about their online behaviour and good decisions about the way they use their mobile phone? So, you know, how can they keep it? How can they keep their technology tame at the same time as engaging in their schoolwork? We also know that there are, you know, some classes that use mobile phones as part of their pedagogy, as part of their teaching, you know, to engage young people, you know, through the mobile technology.
You mentioned there the online behaviours and cyberbullying. We know cyberbullying, it can have a really devastating impact on some kids. You know, there's been a few famous cases where we've seen really devastating impacts from young kids that just, you know, just couldn't hack it anymore because of these terrible, terrible things, these terrible, terrible ways that they've been treated. And I think another big concern, because bullying has been around for a long, long time, and cyberbullying might be just a different facet of that, but also the sexting craze these days, this peer pressure to be involved, you know, involved in your own sort of social groups, involved in your own sort of social circles, by engaging in sexting or sending pictures of yourself in pretty compromising positions. How exactly can schools and, I guess, parents as well, actually educate their kids on those issues surrounding how they behave online or behave with smartphones?
I think the first thing is for we need to recognise that every year there are new parents at new schools and new children starting schools, whether it be, you know, early childhood or secondary. That's the point of entry and that's the point of impact. So, you know, having those conversations about, you know, what is the standard of behaviour we expect? Now, that's an adult view, and we know that as soon as kids are on their own, they all engage in what the peer group wants, and that's the peer influence and pressure that you're talking about. But there is a real opportunity for us to be working with our young people, our older young people, as mentors for our younger ones. So that peer mentoring is really quite critical. Some of the Year 11 and Year 12 young people that I was speaking to as part of some research, you know, were quite shocked and horrified that Year 7s might be engaging in sexting behaviours. And they said, let us talk to them. Let us help them understand that this is not okay at that age. And so then there becomes an issue about, well, at what age, you know, might it be acceptable amongst young people. I'm not saying that adults think it's acceptable at all, but if we recognise that young people are not bound by the same code that we are, and they're learning what that code is, so we need to really get in there early, and we need to really be having conversations about what's ethical, what's moral, what's acceptable, what it is we want to say about ourselves and our identity, and then most importantly, that what goes online stays online, and that everything you put up can be accessible at some point, at some time. And so it's those conversations that are absolutely critical.
I guess just as perhaps a final point, and on the reverse of these sort of terrible stories that we hear about and all these very scary things that we hear about, on the reverse of that, how do you think schools and classrooms might better utilize mobile technology, smartphones, online, all these kind of things, might better utilize them to actually create better achievements for kids, to actually improve students' learning?
Well, there are opportunities for us to use the technology for young people to spread the positive messaging, so that, you know, they can use their social media and use slow motion photography to create little scenarios and stories about positive messaging. A lot of people run campaigns and prizes and awards for, you know, the best films about bullying, for example. And so there are all of those creative opportunities, because we know that young people are creators of the messages that they're putting out there. So let's harness that. Using it in all the different layers across the classroom. And to be honest, all of our teachers in schools are well-versed in using technology and being creative about how they do that. You won't find a teacher who just stands up in front of a chalkboard anymore. It's all interactive technology. They're using the technology every day. So it's about harnessing that and working with young people. I guess one of the most important messages I'd put forward is there is this big overlap between what goes on in schools and what goes online. So understanding that transfer is important, and teachers having a better understanding about the social dynamic and the peer issues that are happening within the class, because if they can identify what's going on in the peer relationships, they'll have a pretty good understanding about what's going online. So when a slam book or something like that turns up online, where somebody's circulating negative, nasty images and asking everyone to comment on them, they should already know that this is a tension in the peer group, and how do we deal with the peer relationships in the class and in the school to, you know, put a stop to that sort of behaviour.
Absolutely. Well, Barbara, thank you very much. Obviously a very important issue, a growing issue, because this technology just seemed to have advanced so quickly in the last 10 years or so. Really appreciate your time.
Much appreciated. Thank you.